Shmoshm, everyone. Today, we're going to be talking about episode B730 or 411 or something like that. It's called An Affair to Forgetty.
Oh, you're going to confuse a lot of people.
You're listening to the story of Corey with Jillian and Jerry.
Coming at you live from...
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
Listen, let me tell you something. First of all, so many people, in fact, every podcast mentioned that this was out of order. So there must be another show, another episode later on that like
that contradicts us.
Or something. Or I think there was, I don't know what happened.
Because we skipped over two so far, I think.
Yeah, I mean, let's see if this... It doesn't make sense because the last episode was Turkey Day. That was B729. This episode is B730. And it's correct, an air date too. So I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
It is? Yeah. No, I think we skipped, like Easy Street was between this.
But it shouldn't be. That's the thing. Easy Street. Oh, maybe that's the problem. It's put on Disney Plus wrong.
Right. They're watching it on Disney. Oh, you mean Disney Plus doesn't even have the same as it aired?
It must have been just a mistake because the air date for this, for Easy Street. Is next.
Okay, 12. That's weird. Yeah, so we definitely skipped over Easy Street.
Yeah.
And I think another one, right? Before Turkey Day, wasn't there one that we missed too, or no?
Yeah, well, we didn't skip Easy Street because it's supposed to be 12 anyway.
No. I'm just saying in Disney Plus times.
Yes, in Disney Plus order. Yes, there was one more that we just went out of order. It was singled out, and 16 Candles and 400 Pound Men
were
Dangerous Secret, rather. Those two were put around the wrong order. But this is a Disney Plus error, not a production code error. But it's the way that they all said every single one of the other shows is, we're doing this in the order it was released in, the correct order. And I'm like, no.
But they're watching it as Disney Plus order?
Right, well, they noticed
which
that
is not even...
Easy Street or whatever must be out of order on accidentally.
So they skipped... On Disney Plus,
right.
Because they're watching in release order.
Right, thinking that release order is the correct order,
right.
Which it's not. So there's three orders. One of them is completely just not, don't even,
and
it's
Order irrelevant. 66.
Order 66 is a whole other situation. There's a book, a series of books, Republic Commando books, that are actually very good. And I usually hate military-style Star Wars books. They're usually pretty bad. These are not, like, it's before the Clone Wars really became, like, a show. Like, it was the movie, it was just right when the show was about to come out. And it takes place during that era with all the clones, and they all have their own characters. So when the Clone Wars cartoon came out, I was like, ooh, they're going to show the characters from the books. They did not.
Oh, great. Yeah.
But the books are great, and Order 66 is an amazing book, even though it's in the Legends era of Star Wars.
Oh, right, because it's no longer canon.
Right, technically it's not canon. I don't believe in that. I think it's canon, and Disney Plus keeps making mistakes.
I agree.
So...
I think they're fucking it all up.
Like, how do they change? Okay, Brea Tharin is a character. I don't care if this is not about the episode. Yes.
And her helmet was in Star Wars Launch Bay in Disney Park, so that doesn't even make sense.
Who, Brea Tharin?
Yeah, doesn't she have like a pink stormtrooper helmet or something like that?
She wasn't a stormtrooper.
Or is that someone else? Someone else has like a pink helmet. Maybe I'm thinking of someone. I thought her name was Brea, but maybe not.
Well, that's...
Continue.
That's the thing. Okay, so Brea Tharin is... a character.
So like Han Solo's side chick?
First girlfriend, before he met Leia.
Oh.
And he meets her on this planet, Elysia, where they just fucking make and distribute drugs. That's the whole point of that planet. Oh, I'm
Spices.
Sorry. Spice, yes.
Yeah.
And they have slaves. Brea Tharin was a slave. He rescues her, rescues all the slaves. It's a great story. Brings her back. They fall in love. There's like a whole thing about how Han Solo meets Chewie and how he gets into the life debt and this and that, whatever. Then there's this whole thing about how Brea Tharin becomes one of the, like, Brea Tharin becomes the person who brings the Death Star plans to the Rebels. So what they did was they took that book, that series of books, they broke it up into two movies, Solo and Rogue One. And they said, now this is the story. Completely taking the best series besides the Thrawn series, which I know everyone loves.
Yeah.
I still like this other one better. I have a soft spot for it. But they took those three books, broken up into two completely different movies with different character names. And then just to say, fuck you, they named Leia's mother Bria. And they're Bria, like, yeah. They're just like, Leia's mom is Bria now. Fuck you. Now we can't even do it if we wanted to.
Wow.
So yeah.
I want to see dates her mom.
Which would be interesting, being that there's no way she's still alive, unless they go and do another prequel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know who the fuck I was thinking of then. There's some, like, Jedi. I don't know if it's a Jedi or something. She has, like, a pink helmet, and, like, she looked cool.
I probably would know if I was, like, if I was given the name or, like, something like that. Because if it's from a book, I wouldn't fucking know what the hell her fucking helmet looks like.
Let's see. That just comes up with, apparently someone made a Star Wars Darth Vader pink helmet for San Diego Comic-Con back in 2009.
Oh, that's nice. Cool. A long time ago.
Yeah. I don't know who it was.
All right. Either way, Mara Jade's another character that should be brought back into the world, but whatever.
Oh.
It's Luke's cousin. She has a purple lightsaber before Mace Windu had a purple lightsaber.
Mace Windu.
The more you know. And that's been Nerdy Star Wars Talk. You think anyone is still listening? I know they are. You know why? Because this is one of the best episodes that exists in the Boy Meets World oeuvre.
Ooh. It's very, very nice redemption for this season.
Yes, very much so.
What a nice reprieve this is.
When I hear Boy Meets World, this is the episode that comes to my mind immediately.
Really? I didn't remember it at all. I don't even know if I've ever seen it before.
It's funny because I've been mentioning this episode about 100,000 times. And you probably have no clue. Single time I talk about how their relationship is like turning into whatever, I'm like, I said, there's one turning point where like all the stuff before will make sense. Him grabbing his ass, the longing looks, the weird things they say to each other. And you're like, why do they say that? Why is that in there? It's all because here's the episode. And then at this point is when we just go, they love each other, the end.
Yeah. It was a great story.
It is.
So, like, let's get into it then.
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's break it in. Oh, okay, sure.
Oh, what were you saying?
You know what they say in England? They say, let's get stuck in. And I don't really understand that.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, there's a guy I used to watch. Never mind.
My brain went.
I knew what I wanted to say. I'm not going to say it out loud.
You said it in your mind.
Yep.
On the street in your mind.
Yep. Apparently, Sean's dating a tall 25-year-old model named Christina Loken.
Who looks a lot like, she looked kind of like Margaret Moreau, or Connie Moreau, whatever.
Oh, you think so?
But she's already been on here, right?
Huh?
She was dating Eric before.
Yes, she was.
Yeah.
No, this is Christina Loken, who,
Loken.
She's Blood Rain, and, no?
Is that a video game?
Okay, she's in Terminator 3. She's the other Terminator, the girl Terminator.
What do we know about me and Terminator?
You still should know.
No, I don't know anything about Terminator.
All right, like, we already get to talk about someone.
Well, she's here. I mean, the first opening we have at school, she's, we're talking about her talking to a bunch of guys.
Right.
Because she was dating Sean, but now she's not.
Now, they broke up.
No,
or she broke up with him. And yeah, she's hitting on literally everyone in school.
She's taller than everyone in school, too.
Because she's fucking 25. She's so fucking dumb. Just because her daddy's rich, she's still in fucking school. But fucking
she stayed back. She should have dated Eric.
Seriously. She looks way too old for any of these
characters.
He's
almost her age.
It's true. Almost. All right, let's talk about Christina Loken.
Christina?
Yeah.
What a weird name.
She's, German? No, Norwegian. Oh, both. She's half Norwegian, half German. Look at that.
Why do we know that?
Because it says it on the IMDb. And also, apparently, this is important, actually, because what the fuck? Christina Summer Loken was born in Ghent, New York. Look, she's born in New York. She don't look like she was born in New York, but whatever. Ghent. I have no fucking clue where Ghent is.
I've never heard of it.
I live here and I don't know. to Rand Porath.
Okay.
And Merlin Loken.
Okay, these just sound like gods. Are those two guys?
Her parents are Rand and Merlin.
I don't even know which one would be the mother.
I guess Merlin. Merlin's got to be a guy's name, right?
It has to be.
Maybe it's Randy, but like without a Y. It's
R-A-N-D-E. I think she was magically conceived.
Rondé. Yeah. Rondé. Magically, through Merlin's magic. Fucking Merlin. What the fuck? Her father is Merlin. Christiana Loken, one thing I could say about her is she is in a bunch of Uwe Boll movies.
Oh my God.
So let's get stuck in, as they say in England. So her first acting gig was on As the World Turns in 1994. She did three spots on there.
Is that a soap opera,
yeah,
I think?
It's one of the big soaps from back in the day.
Yeah.
She went on to do New York Undercover, Law and Order, Aliens in the Family. Oh. Yeah. Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. I'm sure you've seen that, right?
No.
Oh, okay. It was famous. Star Trek.
I've heard of it. I just never watched it.
Yeah. Star Trek Voyager.
Yep.
Just Shoot Me, where she played Kristana. So she played herself before she was famous. Weird, but okay.
Okay.
She did 9 episodes of Unhappily Ever After. Our whole cast is from Unhappily Ever After.
We just have to watch that someday.
The whole show. That should be after we do Even Stevens, we'll do Unhappily Ever After.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then she was in something called Academy Boys. It's a movie, but okay. Yeah. Then she did Boy Meets World. Then Pensacola, Wings of Gold, 22 episodes of whatever that is.
Sounds like something in Florida, I guess.
Yeah. Sliders, she did an episode of that. Apparently there was a TV show called Mortal Kombat Conquest.
Oh, that sounds fun.
In 1998, she was in that as Taja. Which I don't know what Taja.
I don't know Taja.
I play Mortal Kombat. Whatever. I don't know. Pacific Blue, DC. Never heard of it.
Boring.
A movie called Gangland. A movie called Panic. She was in 8 episodes of a show called Philly. And then she became on. She came onto my radar when Terminator 3: Rise of the Machines came out, and I went, "A new Terminator?" And then I sat in the theater. And I went, "Oh."
Oh, this stinks.
Okay, this movie is what this movie is. But all right. Battlestar Galactica, she was in the video game of that.
Oh.
And being that she was in the video game, fucking Uwe Boll went, you in the video game? I know he's not Russian, but I can't do a German accent. Come be in Blood Rain. So fucking she then went into Blood Rain as she played the lead character, Rain. She's in a movie called Worn Like a Tattoo.
Oh.
A TV movie called Ring of the Nibelungs.
Okay.
She's in a movie called Lime Salted Lung. Oh, sorry. Lime Salted Love. Excuse me.
Oh, yuck.
Then she's in another Uwe Boll movie called In the Name of the King, a Dungeon Siege Tale. So based on another video game called Dungeon Siege. Yep. She's in 22 episodes of a show called Painkiller Jane.
Nope.
Yep. She's in 10 episodes of The L Word.
Mm-hmm.
She's in Acme Saturday Night. Oh, she was a host. It must be like a Saturday Night Live that failed.
Yeah, never heard of it.
She was in SWAT Firefight. I didn't even know they had a SWAT movie. What? Oh, it's a video made the video sequel of the movie SWAT, which I think had Samuel L. Jackson in it. I want to say, I don't know.
Huh.
She was in The Legend of Awesomest Maximus.
Ugh.
Burn Notice, Key and Peele, Bounty Killer, Dark Power, Fighting for Freedom, Black Rose, Hunting the Phantom. These are all movies besides Key and Peele. Mercenaries, Beyond the Game, Body of Deceit. She was in the Lethal Weapon TV series that I didn't even know existed, not that I would watch it.
Nope.
BSA Live, Dark Stories, Repeater, and she's in an upcoming movie called Vice and Virtue.
Oh, wow, she's still acting.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised, too, based on her acting here. And the fact that she's in 2 Uwe Boll movies.
Yeah, didn't think she would make it.
Yeah. Well, I guess Christian Slater was in an Uwe Boll movie, so, you know, we all have our failures.
Did anyone else do 2? Did anyone make that mistake twice?
If there were sequels, you would assume, right?
Yeah, did he do sequels?
He didn't. Oh, Uwe Boll? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He did do sequels. He had...
Oh.
I don't remember. He does. He has Rampage, I think, is 2 of them. I'm not going to waste my time thinking about Uwe Boll's career right now.
Not at all.
All right. So now we can actually talk about the show.
Yes. All right. So Sean is bummed because he's dumped.
Super bummed.
So he's sitting on the ground next to Corey at his locker, just kind of sulking, saying he didn't see it coming, and she dumped me good.
Isn't it interesting how Topanga was actually concerned? Like, Topanga never gives a shit about
She doesn't care, especially about Sean.
Yeah.
I mean, really about anybody, but especially not Sean.
See, today we had a Topanga that, like, I remember. Maybe this.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe because this is one of the biggest episodes that I remember. Maybe that's why.
Maybe she gets one episode every season where she's good.
Yeah, because she was great in this episode and did not ever falter. Maybe had one stupid line later, but like.
Yeah.
For the most
part. I think there was one thing where I was like, oh, what? But that's it. She was worried about Sean because Jennifer's talking to all these guys and what the fuck, like, you just broke up with them.
Right. She's a slut.
And Corey's like, what have they done to my boy?
Which is a Godfather reference, if you
know. I don't know, but no. I assumed. I've heard it before, so.
Okay. Yeah, that's like a, I think, a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I love how Topanga's like, you could do a lot better than Jennifer Bassett, by the way, is her name.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And Corey's like, have you looked at her?
Have you seen her? Yeah, so she's talking about how she's like tall and blonde and owns a convertible, and she's like, oh, hell, I'd date her. Yeah,
which is confirmation that Topanga wants cunt, but besides that...
Yes.
Who fucking cares what she drives or if she drives her? Why is that even a factor? Why would you fuck her? She's too tall because she's too old. The only reason she's that tall is because she's older than everybody else. Everybody else in the world that isn't 16 years ago. Is that tall. By the way, I just want to say that Boy Meets World Fever was talking about how gorgeous she is the entire time, and it was super uncomfortable. I'm just saying.
That's really weird, and also, she isn't that good looking. She's okay.
They loved her in this episode. They also loved her in the hair episode.
I feel like Topanga looked... Wait, oh, Topanga?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking
about. I thought you meant Jennifer.
No, she'd be okay to say that she's, you know, hot or whatever, because she's 25.
They're just obsessing over Topanga in this one episode for some reason?
They thought she looked great. And wouldn't stop talking about
it. I mean,
she looks
exactly the same that she's looked in all the other episodes.
Oh, well, fuck. Believe me, I have more to say about them today. Coming up soon.
Oh, boy. All right. So, Corey decides what better way to make Sean feel better than to talk shit about his ex-girlfriend.
Correct.
Because that's what he's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So, since how she's conceited and she probably had a nose job, it's probably fake. And, you know, gets Sean a little pepped up and... Oh, makes him feel like he could just go up to her and, like, tell her off, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know what he plans on doing with that, but he's going to.
Yes, and now I get to say that Fever said, and I quote, "Don't cheer up your friends by belittling someone else. It may seem like a good idea to bash your buddy's ex, but we don't need any more tearing down of people in this world."
But he wasn't telling her. He was just telling him.
The fact that there are people out there who don't think you can go to somebody and be like, she was a fucking bitch anyway.
In private. Like, you're not posting it on the internet. You're telling your friend.
Yeah.
In person.
Yeah. And,
it's not a big deal.
And isn't it called honesty, by the way?
I know. If you really hate her, then just say you hate her.
Yeah. I can understand not being able to say it because you're like, well, if I tell him while he's with her, it's a bad look. But now I can tell him how I actually feel.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you? Oh, that's so dumb.
I've never heard of something like this before. Fucking.
That's ridiculous.
Don't cheer up your friends by belittling someone else. You can, but like, she's a fucking bitch. We'll find out in 2 seconds how much of a bitch she is. She's the worst.
Also, she's not going to have to find out either. So what's the difference?
No.
Well, Mama, don't know. Don't hurt her.
She wouldn't have had to. I don't know what the hell came up. Sean is out of his mind in this episode.
Well, Sean's an idiot. He's girl. Was it girl crazy? Something like that.
Yeah, but different.
Vagina's crazy.
Yeah. Well, fucking girl crazy would mean that he's just in love with girls. Here, he will do terrible things to other people just to be with a girl, which is not beyond. Beyond.
That's weird. It's fitting that her name's Jen, isn't it?
Why?
Like Psycho Jen.
Oh, yeah. But she wasn't, like, attractive at all.
No. Was she tall, though? That works.
She was not tall. She was short.
Oh.
She was short.
Was she,
and,
was
like,
she
a
old?
Little... Yeah. I mean, she went back to college, like, way later, but, like, stayed in the dorm, which is weird.
Oh,
like,
my God.
It's one thing
weird.
If you go back to college. She, like, stayed in the dorm. This is after I'd already graduated, and she was, like, a year older than me. So
that's really weird.
It's bizarre.
I had to actually, like, I took dance class in college, and there was this lady who was, like, going back, like, she was, like, 40-something, and I had to, like, partner up with her in dance class and, like, go over her house and make a dance with her and everything. It was so awkward, because, like, I was the only one that got paired up with someone not my age. It was so weird.
It was weird in the college program because fucking, like, there were a couple people.
Yeah, it's like people just working normal jobs as a college program
There was
student.
An old, like, maybe, when I say old, we were 19, right? There was a lady, yeah. She was maybe 60-something
who lived in the dorm. That's weird.
It was weird. She was three doors down
Did she have her own?
I mean,
I would assume she wouldn't get paired up.
I don't know if she had her own room, but she definitely was in the apartment with three other people.
That's really weird.
I knew one of them. And she was just, she's like,
I thought there was an age limit on the college program. I didn't know I could go back to college and then go to Disney.
I thought so too. Even when I was there, I was like,
what the fuck?
She's like, this is ridiculous.
Maybe she lied.
This is the girls in my head. I see her going in. I mean, it's like,
so weird.
Bizarre.
All right, so Sean got the balls to go up to Jen.
And shove her, by the way.
Yeah, and like,
he shoved
hey, you.
He's like, hey, bitch. Jen!
Yeah. I don't know what he was expecting, like, from this. I don't know if he was, like, going to tell her off and, like, tell her she's a bitch and stuff, but what the hell is that going to do for him?
Hey, sometimes I wish I had the balls to
just
say
something
like
that. Just makes you feel better,
right? Yeah. Be like, you know what? I don't fucking need you, fucking bitch.
So he's like stumbling about it. He's like, you know what? You're conceited and there's something about your nose. Just like doesn't know what to say. And she's quite offended.
Yes. She's like, who said something about my nose? And then she like starts like fucking Sean starts like stammering.
Yeah.
And so because of that, she starts looking around and she realizes it's Corey and like was like,
yeah. It's weird. She got like all weird and mysterious. She put like this deep voice on and was like, who was it, Corey? That's so weird. I was like, what was that for?
Her voice does that again later on when she yells for Sean off screen.
It's like she's trying to scare him or something.
I think her voice
really
is actually like fairly deep. She's like,
yeah.
She seems like an action star, but isn't an action star.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's got that look, yeah. And that's why she was in turn.
She sounds like Steven Seagal.
No, what's the girl's name? She's in all those action movies. She's like the female Steven Seagal. Or
I don't know.
Oh fuck. Oh, not really.
Like the Fast and Furious girl or
Michelle Rodriguez? No, I like her because she was in Lost, but like damn, what the fuck is her name? It's gonna drive me fucking insane.
I don't know any action star women, really.
Yeah, she was like she was the only one at the time.
Angelina Jolie kind of was. Never saw Salt.
I didn't see Salt either, and you know what? I'm not gonna.
I didn't see Lara Croft either.
I didn't either, and I won't. No, I probably will, because I do want to watch all the video game movies just to see.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I know. I know.
Speaking of Uwe Boll.
Uwe Boll. That's where you got to start with Uwe Boll. I want to do a whole podcast on Uwe Boll, but
I think you should do a whole video game movie podcast. I think that'd be a good idea, but probably someone already done it.
I don't think so. I would have found it.
Simpsons did it.
What?
What? So she puts on this weird voice. Whenever you find that actress, let me know. Yep. And she makes Sean like admit that Corey said stuff about her because like she like grabs him and is all like sensual about, I don't know, she does this a million times. She like grabs Sean by the hair and like pulls him in,
right,
all like sexy like. So then he's like, oh, Corey did it, son of Amy and Alan, grandson of Nana and Sam.
What a fucking snitch. What in God's name is happening? He was the opposite of this up until literally right now.
He's the rat now.
Why? Why would we do this? What the fuck? By the way, her acting is atrocious throughout this entire thing.
I know.
I mean, like, really bad.
Yep.
Oh, also, there is a concoction drive going on.
What the hell's a concoction drive?
I don't fucking know. Look, come on. Let's go into our little thing here so we can...
Because after the blood drive, they do a concoction drive.
I mean, what else could that say?
Concoction drive. But it's not... No. Okay, so C-O-N-N-C-O... Food drive.
Oh, food canned, drive. Canned food drive!
Canned food!
Oh! Friggin' they still haven't taken down that poster.
But it still looks like beers on the side. Yeah. Concoction drive, just like bringing empty beers.
Yeah. Yeah, so fucking, like, I don't know. This makes no sense, because if they were together, Sean and Jennifer, they would have already kissed before. So it's not like when she kissed him, like, he should all of a sudden just sell out his friend, like it doesn't make sense that this is happening, honestly. Unless they were in a weird relationship where they weren't kissing, but that doesn't...
He was dating her for, like, the, I don't know, what's it called, like, popularity's sake? You know, like,
I guess, but like,
just so people know they're dating, even though he didn't get to kiss her or anything. What? Founder?
Cynthia Rothrock. That was her name.
Who the fuck is that?
Cynthia Rothrock. That's who it is.
Rothrock.
Yeah, she was like a martial artist. And like, she was in all these action movies in the 80s.
Oh. I didn't watch action movies in the 80s, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Here, I'll send you a picture here of Cynthia Rothrock. This is not going to go in the thing. Although, you know what? It will go in the thing. Why not?
Yeah, why not? We all want to see her.
You can assume which one it is.
Okay. Is she on the right?
Yeah, okay.
Does she look like Pocahontas?
Rothrock is more... No. It's the Caucasian...
Yeah, I don't know her.
One who looks like...
Just like Princess Di.
Yep. She looks just like Princess Di. But she's Cynthia Rothrock.
All right. Well, that's her. All right, so Jen's grabbing Sean and saying that maybe there's something between them because him writing out Corey turns her on or something. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that. But she's all of a sudden, like, hot and bothered because she wants to piss off Corey, I guess, is what the deal is. So
that's exactly what this is. She's like, you could see, like, the wheels turning. She's like, oh, what am I going to do?
Oh, I can ruin their friendship. Yay. So she's, like, kissing him and, like, doing this weird nuzzle thing with the nose and, like, I don't know.
And that is what breaks Sean, the nuzzle.
Yeah. She just, like, bats him around like a toy.
Yep. And the way she says it, she's like, I'll get back to you as long... Oh, no, sorry. He says, I'll get back with you as long as you're not, like, mad at Corey.
Yeah.
What?
Great. Yeah, that'll work.
I love how he thinks he's doing her a favor.
I know.
I'll get back with you, but... And then, of course, you can see that she's, like, planning something. And fucking, I said, do you see that giant dark four looming over the screen?
Four?
Yeah, that big, giant, dark four just right over the lights.
No, I didn't.
Oh, because it's foreshadowing. Oh! Yeah.
I still didn't get it at first.
Because, like, the four is making...
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Yeah, the four.
Fever said that they really wanted to hate Jennifer. I should have...
How did
there.
You not?
But when they saw her look back and forth at Sean and Corey, and you could see her running, quote-unquote, the calculus in her mind of what
calculus.
She said, that's what he said, of what she could do to just ruin him, I like that, is what they said.
You like that people manipulate people and try to ruin their lives?
But also, the same people said, don't make fun of your friend's girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. Right. Don't do that.
Yeah, because she's a woman.
They also said, we don't actually know that she got back with Sean to get back at Corey.
Yes, we do. No. That's exactly what we know.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
Apparently, we don't.
I don't even need to see the rest of the episode to know that.
They pissed me off more than anyone. Can you tell?
God. She literally walks by him and goes...
Yep. She hisses
that
at him.
Didn't hint to you that she doesn't want Corey around? And she's only doing it because of this reason?
Now, this is the face that Topanga makes after Corey gets hissed at. And it made me laugh, like, out loud at work where I was watching this. Because she is just like...
Oh, no.
What?
That's not good.
Her eyes are so big. Corey doesn't know what it meant, by the way.
The bathing suit picture you put in there. Like, what the fuck is that?
I don't know why that was attached to it. Maybe that's her now. Maybe she's, like, got big tits now. I have no clue.
Maybe.
We're talking about Cynthia Rothrock, not
again.
Topanga.
For no reason. Yeah, we're not going to ooh and ah about Topanga all the fever fucking time. Like, yeah.
So Corey doesn't know what that means, apparently. What does that mean?
Yeah.
I love Topanga's response, though.
Not good for you.
No.
Nothing good for you.
You.
I love that.
Trey's great in this episode for some reason. I don't know why.
It's because we have someone worse than her, finally.
Yeah, but she's actually
we haven't had
like
any
not
women
doing
that
any...
were worse than her.
Yeah, it's true. she actually isn't doing anything bad, though, which is good.
Right. But then when no one else is doing something bad, she's like, oh, well, I have to be a bitch.
So we're at Act 1, and we come back to Chubby's Famous, mm-hmm. where there are three guys fighting to get in for some reason, which I posted in the thing for you to see.
Let's see.
And then when we go inside, we never see them come down the stairs.
Why are they just at the door?
They are, like, trying to all get in at the same time.
All fit in the little door.
Why is that in the shot?
I don't know. Get out of the shot, idiots.
Like, and one of them is, like, bent over with his ass sticking out, and I don't know why.
Yeah. That's so weird. I wonder if this... I want to know where this outside was filmed. Like, if this was on a back lot
it's
or something.
It's probably a set, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be cool to see.
Weird way to, like, instruct the extras. Why don't you go all
fit in. Hurry up! Get inside!
Then we cut inside, and it's just Corey coming down the stairs, so I don't know what's going on.
They didn't get in.
No. They're still fighting over it. Me first! Oh, me!
Me first!
Me!
So Corey meets Sean at Chubby's Famous, right. And he's asking about Jen and how she was clawing and why he seems scared about it.
Right.
And Sean's just saying, like, she was playful, but she was just upset about what you said, even though he's the one that outed him.
Sean is clearly in an abusive relationship for someone to go, she was just being playful.
Yep.
No!
Sticking up for...
She hissed at your friend. And
playful.
It was weird.
Yeah. Oh, she's just upset.
Oh, okay. She's fine.
Well,
normal
she doesn't get upset at you. So, Corey goes on to, like, bash her and calls her Zathrak the Undead. I don't know what that is.
I don't understand why, because if you... No, it's nothing. He just said that. So, fucking... I don't understand why he would, like, equate her to the undead.
Yeah,
she's not
like
acting
zombie-like.
She's acting like a demon, maybe, or a witch.
Yeah, I think he meant more like a devil.
Yeah, but he didn't say that.
No.
Also, fucking Corey says he wants to speak freely. And, of course, she's right behind him.
Right.
But my thing is, instead of saying, I don't think that's wise, how about Sean just goes, hey, Jennifer, how you doing? And then that would have been the end of it. Everything would have been solved.
Because Sean's not a good friend in this episode.
Something weird going on in Sean's fucking brain. And
he's definitely
rhymes
abused.
With bum.
Yeah, what?
Come.
Because
he wants
that's to. In his brain?
Because he wants to. Never mind.
Oh.
Holy shit! Fine.
But he's also being abused.
It rhymes with mussy. How about that?
Yeah, that's better. Jen's doing her thing again where she grabs Sean and tackles him to the booth.
Right.
Trying to get him to make sure that Corey doesn't come around no more because he's a negative presence.
So fucking annoying. I do like, by the way, what he called. He said that she was anticipating his head meat.
Head meat?
Head meat.
I didn't hear that.
Yes. He said
what does that
she's
mean?
Stuck up and manipulative and she's just anticipating his head meat. Like she wants to eat his brains because he called her undead.
Oh, right. Because zombie.
Head meat. And then, of course,
head
by the
meat.
Way, Fever said, Corey's a bad person. Stop insulting people. Why are you just bashing a guy's girlfriend? A simple maybe she was just being playful would have been fine. That's, again, not me. That
Look
is
who
Fever.
You're sticking up for.
She's either
she's a horrible person.
What the fuck? And a person who, and they're like, oh, I like her because she was trying to fucking manipulate Corey.
Yeah, that's great.
Or Sean,
I love
rather.
When people try to break up best friends. It's awesome. They're such good people. Wow.
So yeah, they go like down into the booth while they're making mm-hmm. out, which I'm like, at first I was like, oh, there's got to be some oral stuff coming up. But instead, Sean gets up and goes, you're a really good debater. And I went, oh, I get what she's doing. Then. It's the hand stuff.
Yeah.
That was a funny joke.
But she was on top of him, so she wasn't really doing
well,
it.
Well, he said that, and I think that there was some, at least a little bit of touching going on, if that's the case.
Yeah, a little touchy.
Why else was he fixing his like pants?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I did.
Oh. So he agrees a few times, and she tells him to get rid of Corey. And then he's like, well, he's my best friend. How the hell do I do that? And then she just starts kissing him again. Yeah. And so he calls Corey over while they're kissing.
Right, which I think is very
which
funny.
Is weird. Yeah, funny. And Corey just does not care.
Corey
he's like,
had,
sure.
Sorry. Corey's like, ooh. maybe this is good news.
This is good news. It just goes over there and just starts watching them.
I love when Corey just doesn't get what's going on. Like, yeah. They, 2 seconds before that, she's like,
because all he does is kissing with Topanga, so he doesn't know what the hell's going on over here.
Maybe this is good news. So we cut to later in the evening, and of course, Corey is now in the same position as Sean was, where his whole body is basically on the floor, and just his head is propped up. Yeah,
against the bench.
Which can't be comfortable at all. No. You know how long he probably had to be in that position?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
And Topanga just says, get up, Corey.
Yeah, this is where Topanga sucks. I think this is a good reason to be depressed or sulking. Like, your friend doesn't want to hang out with you anymore. Yeah. Someone that you've known your whole life, and fucking, like, your girlfriend's just like, just get up, it's fine.
Yeah, that was weird.
Fuck you.
There's something at the end, too, that I thought was weird that she said. I didn't even write it down, but I remember, because I thought it was odd and didn't really make me laugh, so it was weird. Mm. We'll get to that, so, yeah.
Yep, and so freaking, that's really it. He fucking is upset, and freaking that's that. That's the scene.
Yep,
he
does, on to the B story. Yeah,
he does go, and I'm sitting there going, maybe this is good news. Like, he just realizes, like, what's fucking my problem
like a
here?
Dumbass. Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, we're back at the Matthews, and now Eric has one of the greatest lines. We're fucking, his parents come home and he's going, oh, I've been looking for you. It's 11 o'clock. I went to Feeney's. I called the police.
Yeah. And Amy's like, really? And he's like, no, I didn't even know you left.
Yeah.
No, that was great.
It was something about just the way that fucking Will acts. It just makes me die.
He's so great.
Just like, it's so fucking funny the way
he's clearly like hit his stride this season. I feel like, I mean, he's great before too, but like, I feel like he really knows his character.
Yeah, he's been pretty much the only good thing about this season.
Yep. Yep. So Amy and Alan come home from this one woman show.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric doesn't know what the fuck that is. He's like, juggling?
You're juggling?
That's great.
While he pours himself a glass of milk at 11 o'clock at night, what are you doing?
Well, he's having pie.
You're pouring a glass of milk at 11 o'clock at night.
How do you know it was 11?
Because where have you been? It's 11 o'clock.
So what? He's a teenager. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have to go to bed.
It's a weird thing to be drinking before bed. He's going to wake up with shites.
Raisin bread and pog juice before bed.
I mean, that's
like late at night.
Okay, but that's fibrous. It's going to be different than milk that's going to go right through you.
Milk? Oh, well, not everyone's lactose intolerant.
I think everybody's a little bit lactose intolerant. I think dairy just fucks with
oat
people.
Oat milk.
In 1996, you think they're drinking oat milk? Come on.
Nope.
So to prove this was a quote-unquote real show, because he's like, oh, you were in a one-woman show. He says juggling, whatever it was. And he's like, oh, you paid money for that? Whatever it was, whatever he called it.
He basically is like accusing Alan of not going to a real show and cheaping out.
Right. So Alan goes, excuse me? And shows him.
Let me show you these tickets.
Which is only $30. And then everybody acts like $30 is like the biggest fucking, like $30 in 1996 was like a normal price for a show
like normal.
That?
Yeah.
I mean, Broadway was still $100 back then. So this is like local. What did you expect to pay? $5? I don't understand.
I thought 30 was relatively affordable. I mean, how much cheaper could it have been?
I know, because now you're getting, well, it's going to be 60. Unless it's like really local. So I want to just really quickly say that fucking the boy and the girl completely just make up that Alan and Amy were at the vagina monologues.
They never said that.
They didn't.
And the vagina monologues are 4 people, isn't it?
It's multiple. It depends on the production. Sometimes it's one person per skit.
It's not. Oh, really? But there's not just one woman.
Well, here's the thing. It did start out that way. Eve Ensler, I think her name was. She wrote it.
I've never seen it, but.
Yeah. She wrote it and she performed it herself. But
that's not a life story of someone. That's
right.
Not what he's talking about at all.
Thank you. He says the life story. She specifically went around and interviewed a bunch of people, asked them to tell their story, story about their vaginas. And then they she put it in this thing and tells the story. It's a great show, but it's not what they went to. I mean, I'm sure it was based on it because like it just came out. So I'm sure that was in their minds, the writers, but they definitely didn't go to that show. Because if they went
especially
to that show...
Especially because that wouldn't have made any sense for Eric to do either. So.
Exactly. And it would have been more than fucking $30, so...
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway. But it's
they talk about, yes, oh, sold out. Oh, 300 seats. We're so lucky we got it. Ooh, like, I don't know why everyone in Philadelphia wants to see this one woman show, but...
Must be great.
Sure.
So now Eric has the idea that, of course, 30 times 300...
Mm-hmm. It's something.
Equals money. So we cut to him typing on
one key at a time on the laptop.
Now, I'm putting a picture
just like I used to do.
Did you? Yep. Luckily, that's one of the few things I was always able to do is type very fast.
Yeah.
So I want to break down this picture. Eric apparently is supposed to be writing this screenplay on his, or this whatever script, on his computer, which he brings a printer down from wherever it was, rather than just going to where the printer was. He drags this giant printer to the fucking kitchen table. Why would you do that? I don't know. On top of that, he has like colored, like small paper.
Index cards.
They're probably index cards or they're note papers. There's something, but they're not paper that you could print out of a printer.
He must have made like a table. What is it called? A storyboard. Storyboard. But he put them on the table
with only like 8 cards. I mean, like.
Yeah.
Then he has like this weird like paper that like it looks
parchment.
Like a, it looks like a sandwich was wrapped in it. Maybe.
Oh yeah, that.
Like he's all. Whoever was set designing today just said
just
I
took
don't,
a bunch of paper off care. Someone's office yeah. and just threw it all over the table.
They're like, does this make sense? It doesn't matter. No one's gonna notice.
No.
Well,
no
I
one
did.
Cares. I did.
Yeah. He's also got like 2 different pads by him, like a yellow pad and a white pad for some reason. Don't know why.
Very weird.
Yeah. And the board is finally visible. Did you read it?
I could barely hear. I couldn't read it. I tried.
Ooh, get ready to see this. All right.
Yeah. So, before we go to the whiteboard.
Sure, I'm just
going to
post it right here.
Eric's typing away and Corey comes down and is like, Eric Matthews, look at me, one woman show. So Eric's like explaining how he's gonna do like this whole show about his life, and Corey's like, nobody cares. And as he's like monologuing about like his landmark moments in life, Corey falls asleep at the table and he goes, wake up, damn you. That's my favorite. Just out of nowhere.
I love that. Yeah. And I love fucking when he goes, I want to bounce the opening off of you. And he goes, I'll bounce this off you and just throws it at him. You never really see Corey in that. That's like an Eric line. So it was kind of funny that Corey did that.
Yeah.
I like to see the brothers actually both being dicks to each other.
Exactly.
Other.
Yeah.
So here's what the board says here.
Corey call some... I don't know.
Well, the top one says, Core, please dry dishes for me, which means it must be from Amy. But it makes no sense because all the handwriting is the same. But later on, it says Dad, and I highly doubt she would have written Dad. But okay.
No.
So the next one says, Corey, call Sean Johnny.
But that's true. It does say that.
But he says, calls himself Dory. So he forgot what it is. Or rather, Dawn.
Call Sean... It should have been Donnie.
But it's Johnny. Like
Johnny, yeah.
And then the last one, my favorite one, says, Dad, call Johnny. So I guess Alan has to call Sean. And then Charlie called, which is the...
Charlie called.
This is the second time we've seen Charlie be mentioned on this board. So Alan must have this like friend called Charlie that we've never seen. I love it. That's my favorite part of this whole thing.
It's so cute.
Corey, call Sean Johnny. It's like a reminder to call him Johnny, but he doesn't even remember to call him Don.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right, so the phone rings.
Yep, and Eric answers it, and he's like, nope, no Dory here.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then Corey's like, well, that's for me.
Yes. So he gets on the phone with Sean, and he's supposed to call him Don, and called Jennifer.
He's like, why is Jennifer there? Jennifer!
Jennifer.
What would it matter? She's not there.
She can't even hear it.
No. So Sean's on like a payphone?
Yeah, so Jennifer was at the mall, and I guess he snuck off to talk to him on a payphone, or he didn't go with her.
He didn't say he was at the mall. In fact, he thinks he was outside somewhere.
But he was, like, whispering still, so I think he just thinks she's going to be around all the time, yeah.
And she is. She actually is.
Yep.
So fucking Corey's like the voice of reality, being like, you shouldn't let her control you. And fucking Sean just falls silent. And we think it's because, at least I thought it was because he like was mad that Corey's saying all this shit about the girl, but that's not why. Why does he actually fall silent?
Because he's lovingly listening to his voice. I just missed hearing your voice.
He missed the sound of his voice. The whole crowd goes, woo!
Oh my God. The crowd was going crazy the entire phone call between the woos and the laughing. Yeah. It was like someone turned them on and was like, now laugh. Now woo. Now laugh.
Well, there was. And you know what? There was a point when they laughed and then they were like, oh, woo!
And they silenced
woo!
It. Yeah.
Like, they were like, oh shit, wrong thing, wrong thing.
Wrong way.
Yep. I mean, you could tell it was real because you could hear like, individual people, how you know. Usually if it's not, you just hear like a massive laughing.
Yeah, this phone call got them going.
Well, it was great. This is there's like three amazing scenes in this. This was one of them.
Yeah.
So their romance is at full peak right now, which gets a little bit better in the library. But like, so fucking Corey's just like, I gotta see you.
Yeah, I gotta see you. And Sean's like, no, that's impossible. We can't.
Yeah. Corey's like, you're not going to let her stand in your way. I'm coming over.
Yeah.
It's so like not Lifetime movie, but like a teen like romance, but like a Dawson's Creek type teen romance.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, it's almost like if the parents told them not to see each other.
Right,
but
right. Yeah. But yeah, it's like Romeo and Juliet, basically. I mean, I must see you. I must. Yeah.
They don't want it, but we must.
Yes.
So they decide to see each other at the library tomorrow.
Right. Because Sean begs him not to come over. And
right.
He's like, fine, we'll meet in the library just this one time. By the way, according to the boy, all the dialogue that is said in the library happened right now. So I just want to let you know that.
No.
Yeah, he also said, we have to go where no woman would think to look. The library. That's what he quoted.
No.
He just made it like super fucked up. Like, they never said anything like that. Where no woman would ever look at the library, you're calling women dumb?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. And that didn't happen right now. That happens later.
It doesn't happen now, and it doesn't happen ever.
Oh, no, not about the library, no, but they have a similar conversation.
Yeah, but it's not, but what they say actually makes sense.
It's a joke. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so Corey says that after that, they'll step aside forever. Or he'll step aside forever, and the audience like laughs, but then they look like they sound sad, and they go, "Oh, that's where it you were talking about, I guess." So,
and then they each like as they were putting down the phone, they lift it back up just to see if the other one's still there.
Yeah, I love it. It was so fucking funny.
The audience loved it too,
of course. And I'm gonna post this right in here,
so cute
for you and for everybody.
They look so sad.
Yep, that's the you know, goodbye. And then there's the hopeful pickup again.
Aww. So cute.
So I was like, oh, please say one more thing.
You still there?
Yeah. Anyway, so more awes. And then Corey hangs up, sadly turns around, and Eric's just staring at him.
It's right there.
It was such a good reveal. Just turns around, and he's just like standing there.
Yeah, he goes, I want my own room.
Yeah. Which, of course, we'll get into what the of course is.
I'm sure it's homophobic, right?
Oh, yeah, but I'd rather just get into it all at the same time rather than...
Yeah, why not?
I mean, at the end, I'll do it.
Yeah. So we're at the library.
Yes, at the library, by the way, is a Green Day song from their first album.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I don't think I know that one.
It's from 1039 Slappy Hours. Smoothed out Slappy Hours, actually.
Don't know that one either.
Okay, that's the album. Okay, so...
Yeah. Stupid Jen shows up.
She shows up, and he's Psycho holding a Cinnabon.
Oh, yes, he is.
Or
I don't know. I didn't know the library allowed food, but okay.
Yeah. I mean,
hold on.
It's a school. What the fuck? You think they're going to care?
Yes.
Oh. Well, no. There's no librarian around anyway, so who's going to say no?
Yeah. So Psycho Jen has been looking for him all over the place.
All over.
Because she's fucking crazy.
Yep.
And says, oh, well, it's so glad that you don't hang out with Corey anymore because that gives you more time to study. Look, look, you're studying now. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Such a fucking idiot. Cunt move.
Yeah.
And then she notices the cinnamon roll, and I was dying because it has a blue bow and like a red C on it.
Yeah.
There's so like cute. No explanation as to what this could possibly be.
No.
But he says it's for her, and it stands for C. I know you knew you'd be here.
Oh. And she eats it.
She buys it, takes it.
Idiot.
Ay, ay, ay. But yeah, I don't see. Why is she so dumb? That's the question.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like, she should know things. Like, this whole scene, she's dumb.
Whole scene. I mean, like, here's a picture, by the way, of Sean watching her eat it, and, like, his heart just breaking that she's the one eating.
Oh, you're eating my friend's Cinnabon. That's funny. Yeah.
So, Topanga comes over, and don't you love this, like, where he introduces them,
because they already hate each other, clearly. Yeah. And she's like, hi.
And she does this, like, flip with her hair. It's very funny. Like, it's really funny. Of course.
I like how they both did it at the same time. Just like, hi.
Now, according to Fever, this is a stereotype because they're, quote unquote, the two hottest people in this school, and they have a rivalry.
How do they know all the other people?
This was not a speculation by them, mind you. This was a fact that they put forward, that apparently the cattiness is a stereotype about hot people talking to each other. Not the fact...
Aren't the hot people usually friends with each other? Apparently. That's my experience, at least, because at least five of the hottest girls in my grade were all together all the time, so...
It's like Heathers.
Huh?
Heathers?
The Heathers, yeah. Exactly. Like, they don't hate each other. That doesn't make any sense.
Apparently, it's that. This isn't because, like... You know, this girl is fucking with her boyfriend and causing him to be, like, depressed. No, it's all
because
of that.
It's not because she's 25 years old and
fucking
has
Sean.
A car.
Yeah. I wonder if this is... I remember Sean or a writer had in their podcast talked about having to make out with some girl who was a lot older than him. This must be her, right? I mean...
No, it's... Huh? It's what's-her-face. It's Angela. Oh. She's, like, 40.
No, but there was somebody else he talked... A guest star.
Oh.
I guess he always, I'm assuming it was her. I don't know. I know
maybe.
Angela, but.
Yeah, it probably was. Cause like he's what, 16 in this?
Yeah, he is. So.
And she's at least 20, right?
I can actually find out for you. Exactly.
Yeah, we know her birthday. So.
1979, right? She was born.
Oh.
So 96.
She's younger than Eric then.
Okay. Doesn't look it.
No, she looks old.
Yeah. So Topanga tells Sean that something's waiting for him in the classics section.
Yes. Very sly.
Yeah.
And Corey's hiding behind all the books in the classics section.
I love that he pulls the books aside and there's Corey's head.
Yeah. I like when he goes, is that you? He goes, no, it's the audio. It's the audiobook section, you moron.
By the way, I posted in the thing, this picture that's there. It's like the worst...
I thought it's an air fryer. Art fair.
It's the ugliest.
That's the worst art.
Seriously, they've had so many posters over their reign of time that Boy Meets World has been on the air, and this is all they could come up with, and it's for the art fair. Idiots.
That's so bad.
They're just like, we need something for this scene so it doesn't look like one of the classrooms. Can we, like, throw in something? Yeah. Art fair. All
right. Art fair. Fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is my favorite scene, and this is, the reason that I think it's so memorable. Yeah. Everything about this makes me die, especially when he asks about the Cinnabon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So they're both, like, saying how we knew this would happen eventually with the girls, and we have no time for best friends anymore, even though that never happened with Topanga, really, so.
No. And it's not going to happen with Corey anymore in Corey's eyes, because Topanga's, like, the one, so that's the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they were just like, we knew that Sean was eventually going to fucking not be able to hang out with Corey.
It was only a matter of time before Sean gave me up for girls.
At least in sixth grade, that relationship, the friendship was so like off kilter because like Sean was like much cooler than Corey, like much cooler than Corey. Now they're kind of level because Sean is he's kind of a loser, you know?
Yeah,
like,
he is.
He's
yeah.
You know, he's got, like, his things, and he's got the hair, and so the girls like that, but he's a kind of a loser. I mean, he doesn't really hang out with anyone besides Corey.
Yeah, right. And he's not, like, in sports or anything. He's not like that, right. So.
And they continue to, like, look longingly into each other's eyes.
Yeah, the Cinnabon comment, like, Sean, like, bashfully was like, Corey.
Yeah, I love that. He's like, that Cinnabon was for me, wasn't it? He's like, Corey. Yeah.
Corey.
Oh, man, that's so fucking funny. And then Corey gets all horned up, and he's like, we gotta meet.
Yeah, oh. This is the part where they're like, we gotta find some place that she'll never find us. Yep. And he says Paris, even though I don't... Sean says that she'd look there, too. So
I was dying this whole time.
I wish he said
cause,
Texas.
Because why? Why would that be the first place she'd look?
But then it makes no sense, too, because they go, well, you gotta pick some place no woman would ever look. And he says the Three Stooges. Probably because they don't watch that.
Yeah, because it was like, you know, it's slapstick comedy.
Yeah.
Women are usually like, more intelligent than that. That's kind of like the idea. So it's just funny because he said the Three Stooges. That'd be
impossible.
That's impossible. Can't meet in the Three Stooges. And then Corey says something that really annoyed me.
Yeah, that we have to sneak off and find time to discuss sports and stuff.
When was the last fucking time they just, besides the wrestling?
Sean doesn't like sports.
I don't consider that sports.
No.
So, but besides that, if you do consider a sport, which you're wrong, but if you do, besides that, when was the last time we heard them talk about sports? Season one?
Never. And I think Corey likes sports, maybe, but like it doesn't seem like Sean does.
Yeah, Sean liked basketball.
Yeah, that makes sense because like he probably plays like with the Trailer Park Kids and stuff like that, and he likes to play basketball. I don't think he watches basketball.
Right. I know that he got all those baseball. Like he was the one who
baseball
got
cards.
All those baseball cards. So, like, what, so when he was younger, he was like into that, but he grew out of that.
I think kids even like collected baseball cards and never actually like. Watched games over and over again.
I tried to because I'm like, oh, these might be worth money. And then I'm like, these won't be worth
money. They made Playboy cards. The same, what's it called? Benchmark or something? Whatever that company is.
Yeah.
They made Playboy ones.
I believe it. I have all the Beavis and Butthead cards.
Oh, man.
I fucking got every single one. I was looking for them forever.
That's cool.
But they were useless. And I wonder if they were, I'll look on eBay. I'm sure they're not worth anything, but I love them. I still have them in a book. Where are we here? So he's talking about going off and talking about sports and whatever. Yeah. And they're like, he's like, that's no life. Well, that's all we have left.
Yeah. So idiot Jen comes up and doesn't figure out how to find Corey, even though she like moves the books and like looks where he is.
Thank you. And also, could you pick the worst section to be hiding behind? Like, he was right in front of her.
Right in front of her.
Why didn't he go back, like, two even just to the next section? Then he'd be hidden, and then it would be... Here, it looks like Sean's talking to someone.
Very weird.
Yeah. But he keeps jumping around so she won't see him, even though there's one point where I think she looks right into his eyes.
Right. Stupid.
And she's like, oh, okay.
Okay, well, walk me to French class then.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's she going to do to him in French class?
Yeah, rub his shoulders because he's tense.
Right. And what does Corey say? I'm getting somewhere.
He used to sit behind him.
When? When did he sit behind him? Have you ever seen Corey sit behind Sean? Ever? Name one time!
I wouldn't even think Sean takes French
class. Well, that too. Well, Sean is an idiot savant. He knows Spanish, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or was it French? Oh, no, it was French. He knew French, wasn't he?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, there you go. But seriously, though, Corey is in front of Sean in every shot, in every scene, in every classroom. Right. I've never seen Sean sit in front of Corey. So that was a stupid fucking
look. Well, if he needed his shoulders rubbed, maybe he'd switch.
Well, he didn't say he rubbed his shoulders. He just said he used to sit in front of him.
Yeah, but we know.
And by the way, when they leave, both Topanga and the cinnamon bun are gone. I'd like to think she stole it.
Good. She deserved it after... helping them.
Yes, I agree. Fucking, because I looked at the table, I'm like, she's just going to leave the Cinnabon there? And it was gone. Just vanished. And
yum,
like, okay.
Yum, yum, me.
So Pega went, and walked out. Yoink. Act two. In the side yard.
Side yard. We got another Feeny call from Eric.
Yeah. I'd like to just say one thing. I'm very proud of myself.
Why?
So I wrote in my notes, in the side yard, Eric runs out with a book that looks like it's 400 pages long. And in the, like, two lines later, he goes, it's 400 pages. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm a genius.
Yep.
I can just tell how long a book is by looking at it. I'm Rain Man.
That's some sort of talent.
Yeah.
Yep. And Feeny's gardening at night, because that's usually what you do.
Well, he does, though. We've seen him do it before.
Weird.
He's a weirdo.
But Feeny's funny in this, where he's like telling him about his one-man show. He's like, nope, don't care.
No, he begs him to read this fucking page.
Yeah.
His passage.
And he says that Feeny's in it, too, which is great. It's like, you made it. It's like, oh, great. Can't wait.
Yeah, so freaking, like, he reads this, and it's a great line. It's like, he's talking about the road trip that he went on with Corey, and he's like, the hot wind howled like a kind of hot howling windy thing.
That's great. Oh, I love that.
I would love to see this show. Just
saying. I would too. It'd be amazing. I think you should do it.
And then he gives fucking Feeny a ticket.
Yeah.
And again, Feeny flips out.
Yeah, he's just not on board with this whole thing.
I mean, because $30.
Oh yeah, $30.
The writers clearly have never been to a show.
Tickets and stuff. Yeah, it's so funny.
He tells them to sell it to his Play-E friends.
Play-E friends. Yeah.
Now I have a question for you.
What?
Do you know how long a 400-page play would be?
Long.
I will tell you, as a screenwriter, that one page equals 1 minute. That's also with stage directions. Since Eric didn't write stage directions because he is just on stage all the time.
Yeah.
400 pages, that means it'll be about a minute and a half per page.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 9 hours!
That's a long one.
It makes no sense! Why? Yeah. It's 400 pages! No wonder people hated it.
Yeah.
Anyway. Go inside.
It's long. Yes. Corey's cooking up some dinner.
Mm-hmm.
For right. Sean, clearly.
You're wearing his apron and oven mitts.
Yes.
By the way, he's cooking a huge meal, and Amy's like, oh, you've done all this work and blah, blah, blah. But fuck, she said, you've been at it all afternoon. And I'm like, then why are there raw vegetables on the thing, and there's just some dinner rolls, and that's it? There's no other food anywhere.
Maybe it's in the oven?
We know there's one thing in the oven, but all afternoon? Yeah. The vegetables weren't even chopped yet. They're sitting there with a knife next to it.
Took Topanga all day to make one pie.
I know.
That takes like half an hour.
I know. No, more than that, but still.
Well, if you have to cut the apples, that's pretty much all that takes time.
You gotta lattice it and everything. I mean, there's some work that goes into it.
Yeah, I guess. But you could just get the already made dough. I mean, you have to make dough.
Well, you still have to do the latticing.
Yeah, but you just slice it. Doot.
You gotta be careful. I'm just saying. All right, you know what?
It doesn't take that long.
Did you see how beautiful it looked? Did you see how beautiful it looked? It took, that was precision.
A whole day?
No, I'm just saying it takes more time than a half hour, that's all.
Not a whole day.
No.
And Amy and Alan think it's for Topanga this whole dinner.
Of course, and
he doesn't even correct them.
No, because he's too worried about Sean.
Yeah, he's only thinking about how Sean isn't there yet, even though he's supposed to be there like half an hour ago.
Yeah, it was 6:30, and it was 7:02, and he was supposed to be there at 6:30.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I guess he just gave up that Sean's going to show. And he's just like, I'll just stick my beef brochettes back in the oven until they're ruined.
Yeah.
Topanga apparently has dinner with her parents, which I find,
weird.
I don't know why. But
it also doesn't make any sense with what happens either. Because, how long was the dinner? Like, half an hour?
She didn't go. That was what I'm saying. She fucking, said she had dinner. She's, lying or something. She tells him to lighten up.
She was having dinner at Chubby's with her parents.
Oh, that's why she left to go into the other room. That could be. Yeah. All right, that's fine. I'll agree with
that.
There
we go. Retconned.
Yeah, I don't believe that Jedediah would eat at Chubby's, especially since he's a vegan.
He's being financially conscious because Enron had just run into the ground or something.
I thought he was a vegan for some reason, but okay.
He used to be.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Before he became
Jedi. Remember she ate meatballs and went crazy or something?
Yo, yeah. I had a meatball. That was a funny line. Daddy. So the phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how Topanga's like, are you going to answer that? He's like, I'll let him worry for a change.
Yeah, he's going to let Sean sweat it out for a little bit. Yeah.
And so after 7,000 rings and not going to an answering machine, which doesn't make any sense. Can't say that. The Matthews don't have an answering machine. There's no way.
Oh, they definitely. They probably have 6 of them.
Especially after last episode.
Yeah.
We cut to Sean, who is wearing white on white on white on white.
Mm-hmm.
He's got
some tennis outfit.
Yeah, he's got like a sweater. Polo shirt over a white button up, and there's an ascot around, like all white.
Oh God.
And I'm like, ugh, like, so Sean is going to play tennis with her now. That's what's happening.
Yep.
Okay.
So Sean's calling to say he can't come, mm-hmm. and sorry and everything, and like. Something like she found the Cinnabon receipts right. that he was keeping.
That's why he can't sneak away again because because now she's on the lookout because she found the receipts for the Cinnabon.
Right.
He's like, I told you to burn those. He's like, I couldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cute.
So they go and he's like, he says he's not hurt, but he clearly is. Mm-hmm. And they do the same thing again where they listen to make sure see if the other person comes back. But, it's kind of like a play on also, they each ran back. Topanga, I just...
Yeah.
Wait, Corey, I...
Yeah.
So, another awe. And then, of course, he doesn't even like tennis. But I'm like, how do they know he was playing tennis? He never said that.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Well, he said country club, so I guess he just assumed. Right? Yeah.
Why? You could be doing a million... He never said I was playing a sport. He could be doing... He could be playing golf. That would be my number one
thing. Yeah, that's what I would think. Yeah.
So, Corey's a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's
anyway, so Topanga is like saying the right things now.
Yeah. Well, she tells Corey he's a wreck because he's just.
Well,
she probably never. Like he's probably more upset about this than he's ever been about Topanga. Although he went to Florida, but. Yeah.
He'd go to Florida for Sean though. Too.
Yeah.
There's no way he wouldn't.
So, yeah, Topanga's just explaining how, like, well, like, when I came around, I never kept you from Sean because I can't replace a best friend. I understand that, but...
I was going to say, that's a really shitty thing to say because the reason... She says, like, the way she says it is, I didn't do this because I understand how much a best friend means. Not, I didn't do this because Sean's a good person.
Because
I didn't
do this because I'm not a shitty person.
Right, because I don't fucking do that. I wouldn't break up a friendship for no reason.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be, oh, because best friends mean a lot? Like,
yeah, that's weird.
Is that really the reason? You sucked, Bango. What the hell?
Yeah, so that's it.
Yeah, she like tells him to go to Chubby's.
Yeah, tells him to go to Chubby's in an hour. So I guess she's either going to be there with her parents or she just going to skip the restaurant.
I guess. Also, she says, like, would I have spent all this day making a pie that I'll never eat? And I'm like, why wouldn't you eat it?
Yeah. Well, she wasn't going to be there for dinner.
But so he could have saved her a slice. He probably would have saved her a slice.
Huh?
It's an odd thing to say. I would never eat it. The pie was way too big for both of them.
And I don't understand what that has to do with what she just said either. She would have made the pie regardless, like just because she was nice.
Right.
Yeah. So I only made it because I believe in friendship.
She was trying to say, "Why? You know, why would I would go through all of this for you?
I slaved away all day."
What? Right. And that girl wouldn't go through all of that for Sean. Yeah. It's kind of what she was trying to say.
Yeah.
But didn't.
Didn't come across.
No.
No.
So Topanga basically says that Jennifer's a piece of shit who deserves what Claire Ferguson had.
What's that?
Remember from Dangerous Secrets?
No.
The one who was being abused.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Calm down. She's 25.
She's fine.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Topanga realizes that she should probably do something out of nowhere and then just ditches her parents. And, or doesn't, apparently, now we've decided. And says, meet me at Chubby's in an hour. So I was like, I smell a scheme.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Mystery.
Yeah. Let's go back to Eric, who is now performing his show at a bowling alley on League Night.
I love this. I love his little show.
His show is great!
Yeah. So he's like... He's in his turtleneck and he's like had his shirt up all over him. So then he's like being born out of his turtleneck.
Yeah. He's got this baby sound playing.
Baby
so
crying.
We get his birthday is June 24th, 1978. I didn't fact check that against anything else, but I'm hoping that still works with everything else that's been said. And he's like, I am born. But like, I'll tell you right now, I've seen some one man shows, one woman shows, and this is not far off.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, like, Eric is actually doing, even though it's stupid, he's doing a good job of emulating this is a parody of an actual show. He is smart for not even having seen a show like this.
Right, right. He has no, he just heard of it the other day, so.
Yeah.
And he says John Paul II is elected new pope. Yeah.
People leave immediately. I'm like, it wasn't bad. Nothing happened yet. Maybe later when this gets a little bizarre, but like right now it's whatever.
Yeah. It's weird.
And then he talks about the time in 1984. He poo-pooed on a bus.
I poo-poo on a bus and nobody likes me.
Nobody likes me.
That was so funny. I love that.
I can just imagine the whole bus looking at him like,
you fucking shit.
Also, he's born in 1978, so how old was he? Six?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be shitting your pants on a bus at six.
No, you can't be doing that.
No wonder everyone hates you.
And Amy and Alan are like hiding, and Alan's like got his hands over his mouth. I thought he was like trying not to laugh.
Yeah. he was like that for half, like he's like, oh yeah, my God.
It's like, God, save me.
Yeah. Amy slumped down all the way in her chair. Feeny just looks disappointed. I'm like, the boy fucking is trying. Look at him. He's trying. Yeah. You've never seen him put this much effort into something besides being a weatherman.
That's true. Yep.
But that's okay. We're going to go back to Chubby Famous where Topanga is there.
Yes, and Sean shows up in his preppy sweater and trophy because he won, I guess.
Yeah, but what? Won what? Like,
I don't know.
What is he getting a trophy for?
I don't know.
Does the country club give out a trophy every time someone wins a game?
Has he played tennis before? Did he won?
No! That's what I'm saying. Like, can you imagine Sean ever picking up a tennis racket?
No.
Like, it's ridiculous.
Doesn't even own one.
So, like, let's just say he's naturally good at it and they won because... Why would they just give a trophy just because you won a game?
Why would he take it? Why wouldn't she take it?
That's true. Maybe it was the one thing she gave him. She's like, here you go, Sean. You can have a trophy. Fuck you. Oh, now I hate her more. So Topanga, of course, brings Corey out and he's all like,
hey. Oh, yeah. Hi. So, yeah, she understands that they haven't seen each other for a while. So she set up the meeting in the back where the pool table is and everything.
I don't know why we needed Topanga to do this.
I guess because, like, Sean sees that Topanga's a good girlfriend and, like, she's trying to get them together, whereas his girlfriend's trying to get them apart.
Yeah.
So, just show, like, hey, you could have this, you just don't.
Yeah. I just want to know what Topanga said to him. Like, to
Sean?
Get him over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he goes, hey, Topanga, you want to see me? Like, why would you meet up with your best friend's girlfriend? That doesn't make any sense.
Like, he had to have known. You know, in the he knew, but he couldn't, like, say he knew.
Yeah.
Like, come on. What else would you think?
Because he wouldn't be able to go see her either.
Well, I think she just doesn't want him to hang out with Corey. This whole thing is an elaborate scheme to piss off Corey. It's not even about Sean.
Yeah.
That's what's
but
so
Jennifer
fucked up
wouldn't
about
allow him. Sean to leave her side anyway, so.
But I don't think I don't think Jennifer cares about Sean. Jennifer just wants to piss off Corey. Jennifer hates Corey. That's why when she's like, at the beginning, when he's like, who said what about my nose?
Yeah, but and like, she's like, always around looking for him, making sure he's not around Corey, so.
Exactly. She just wants to know that he's not hanging out with Corey.
But yeah,
if she
but
was,
where did
he
say he
was
going then?
See Topanga? I don't know.
That's weird.
Well.
She doesn't like Topanga either.
No, she definitely. Hi. I love that so much. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so we're back here and fucking Topanga leaves.
Yep.
Like completely, I guess to see her parents.
To give them privacy. Yeah, and also have dinner.
Yeah, and they go to quote unquote shoot some stick, which I've never heard of in my life.
Nope, never called it that.
Sean's been
Corey does this. What?
I just said Sean's been sporting a lot today.
Oh, yeah, he likes sports. And Corey does this horrible rack. He just puts the balls in the triangle but doesn't, like, move them at all so that they're touching, so that it just falls apart when he picks it off anyways.
He doesn't even put them in the right order. It's
no.
Just, he just puts them in the rack.
The not in the middle. Yeah, it's a mess.
Now, that's how we know that Eric doesn't teach Corey a goddamn thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because Eric is a master. He learned about this in Mexico. I mean, we know. Yeah, Corey just... I love how he says, like, fucking... that they're able to do this without the specter of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah. He's like, not that there's anything wrong with that. He's like trying to backtrack, even though he just called her like an asshole, basically.
Yeah. But fucking like, Sean's not even paying attention because all he can notice is that Corey's got chalk on his nose.
Aww. So cute.
Yeah. So he like gets it for him and it's all like sweet. It's like a romantic gesture.
Yeah.
And then in walks the Wicked Witch.
And she's all like upset. She's like, how could you do this to me? It's like, what? Wipe chalk off his nose? I don't know.
I love how she walks in and it looks like they're like doing something like, something very like romantic, like really romantic. Yeah. It's perfect. And they just scream too.
Yeah.
But Sean's response is great.
Yeah, he had no idea what to say. This isn't Corey, this is cake.
This is cake.
What? No, that's not. And then he like goes, wait, no, that's not cake.
Yeah. What was the thing then they said? This isn't something. Oh, this isn't poetry. It's a liver. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, liver.
Poetry, it's liver.
Yeah.
It said liver. But yeah, so.
And he says, like, no, so I can explain. No, I can't.
Well, he goes, no, I can't.
I can't.
Yeah, can't.
I don't know why he did that.
He's so goofy. I fucking love Sean. Okay, so that's that. We find out Topanga's the one who tipped this cunt off.
Yeah.
And I love how it became a murder mystery all of a sudden.
Yeah.
We went from this, like, romance.
The only person who knew we were here was Topanga.
And she goes, yes. She just
It was
appeared.
I.
It was I who made the call.
And then she does this little monologue with Jennifer that's like, their friendship is stronger than the lure of a cheap kiss. You couldn't keep them apart despite all your attempts. And then after she says all that, she goes, hey, you up there, I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, that wasn't that funny. That was weird.
Well, she was trying to be mean. I mean, that's what it was. It was like, she's making
fun
of her
for being
so fucking
tall. But
she said it
like right after what she was saying.
Yeah, because she didn't respond to her, right? So she's like, you didn't listen.
She barely gave her any time.
It's like, oh, what? You can't hear me? Oh, why don't you fucking come down here and talk to me, bitch?
Yeah, I wish she said it more like in her face, like, oh, you want to fight?
Yeah, well, she's, you know, she's not always written so well. I mean, but she,
no.
The monologue itself was good. And, you know, she calls her evil. Mm-hmm. She makes fun of her for being 25. I mean, tall. And like.
Says, why don't you date someone your own height?
So bitch gives Sean an ultimatum. And this is like the third time she goes, she doesn't say a word, but instead kisses him. And I'm like, can you just fucking say words? Like
I know.
A kiss is not a pronoun.
Can you just seem appealing? Yeah.
I don't know why it annoyed me so much, but because she did it multiple times where instead of just going, it's either me or it's either her or whatever it is. Like, shut up. Anyway, I love how he turns to Corey.
Yeah, what do you got?
What do you got? I would have loved it if Corey was like, all right, well.
Kiss you.
And then before you can do it, he's like, no, that's not what I meant.
No,
like,
that would have been funny. Yeah, that would have been funny. He goes, I just can't compete with that.
Yeah. And so finally, Sean gets some, you know,
balls.
Cojones.
Yeah. It says, if you can't be friends with my friends, then I'm not sure I can be friends with you. We can still kiss.
See, this is loyalty, right? Someone treats your friends bad, you should hate them forever.
Yes.
That's what I think. That's the rules.
Yep.
So she's like, I'm dumping you, or you're dumped, or whatever it was. And I'm like, Sean literally just broke up with you. He said, if you can't hang out with my friends, I don't want to be with you.
She's like, no, you can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah. So she says it again, like, you're dumped or whatever. He's just staring at her like, duh. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
So he says, like, this doesn't bother me this time because I'm getting back more than I'm losing. Mm. So.
And then Corey says, yeah, I know. She wants my
hand. That was funny.
Yeah. And so bitch finally leaves and then goes to do Terminator 3.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yay, now we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, this was weird. I guess it was funny, kind of.
I thought it was funny because fucking... Because
they were like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? I'll see you at school. All right, bye.
Yeah, he's like, okay. Like, he was they were so happy about the, the result.
And Topanga's like, what the hell just happened?
Topanga makes like the still, like, which way did he go, George? Face. And it was funny. I liked it. I just don't understand why they didn't play pool, which is what they were going to do it before. Like, why did that not happen anymore? What are they going to do tonight?
Nothing.
Yeah. Both of them left, leaving Topanga there. So, and where did Sean?
Confused.
Sean went the other way.
He went the back door.
Is there a back door? I think he just walked into a wall.
Well, Corey had to come in somewhere, right?
He did like what people do when they play a 3D video game for the first time, just running into the wall.
Yeah.
They should have said goodbye to each other, but then like had to go up the same way and it got really awkward.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Don't you hate that?
Yep.
Anyway. Cold clothes.
Yeah, we get more of Eric's show.
Yes. So I don't know. Like, it was funny. I didn't really have anything that was that funny, but I started thinking, you know, Eric did memorize 400 pages.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta give him something.
Yeah. And I don't know where the hell he was going with it, because he goes crossroads, transition, I'm five again. It's like, what are you transition? He went back from like 18 to five, and I don't know what's going on.
I feel like he wrote stage directions in and then forgot that they were stage directions, just read them.
Yeah.
He said transition instead of doing a transition.
Yeah.
But he's saying like, oh, I'm like basically saying I'm remembering when I'm five, and now I'm back to now, but now I'm back to five, now I'm a teenager. Yeah. Anyway, everyone has left at this point. Alan's hitting himself. Yeah. My favorite thing is when fucking like it cuts back from Alan and Amy like just looking miserable, back to Eric sitting down. Feeny's just sitting there.
Pulled up a chair onto the stage.
On stage. I just love how he's like, how you doing?
Yeah. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going.
And he gives him a little pep talk, like, oh, you know, this isn't the best times of your life. Your best times have yet to come. And because Eric's feeling like his life is meaningless because nobody cares, not even his parents care about this stuff. So
I don't know. My most interesting stories, like, I have had interesting things happen, but not an audience wouldn't care. I would.
Yeah.
But my most interesting stories are from when I was in high school and college.
Yeah.
And the 2 years after college or so. Two or three.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why he's saying that, because I'm sure that, I mean, Eric maybe himself is kind of a boring guy. In general, but I can tell you that, like, if I wrote a book about the stuff that happened to me in high school, people would actually be interested in it. I just haven't done it because I'm a lazy piece of shit.
Yeah. So then he goes, well, would you come see me then? He goes, oh, no, this night changed everything. I'm no longer interested in that.
Oh, he says he ruined the theater for
him.
Yeah,
he ruined
completely.
It, yeah.
So, yeah, he tells him to get a college education and not be an actor.
A little fourth wall there.
Yeah. And Amy and Alan have this weird, like, it's not weird in, it made it seem like there was going to be a spinoff the next episode.
Right. It didn't make, I don't know what's going to happen, but like, they like how Feeny and Eric are together, but I think it's more like, because we know Eric and Feeny are going to get a lot closer, that's kind of maybe the pivotal point where we're like, oh, I like seeing them together. Because the audience likes seeing them together, so why don't we do more of that?
Yeah, it seemed like they had already announced a spinoff that was going to happen next week.
Yeah.
And this was the way, I mean, just they did the same thing in many shows. Like they're like, oh, I can imagine blah, 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 and then it happens. Right? So, I don't know. I thought it was odd, but it was still a nice moment. I just wish
hopefully it means that we're just like going to see Eric and Feeny working together more, I guess, because we've seen enough of him and Corey and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So... Yeah.
So then we just cut to Eric with the turtleneck over his head, the opposite of the Great Cornholio, not this way, but this way.
Yeah.
And that was the end of the episode. That was a weird thing to cut to end the episode.
I know. And Feeny's like rolling his eyes like, what the fuck?
It was like a weird blooper that they kept in.
Yeah, I liked it.
All right. I have to talk about this now.
All right, let's go.
Do you have anything about the episode before I get into these?
No, I loved it. It was very cute.
This is such a good episode. Like, I know, like, we can't even do it justice. Like, it is.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. But unfortunately, other people have to ruin it. Let's start with Brummeet's World. First of all, they said this is the first episode where we see Corey and Sean's relationship.
No.
Now there's a reason I've been mentioning this for the last two seasons. Yeah. So, like, every single time
Sorry
it happens, I bring it up.
Sorry you didn't notice.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the first time!
Jesus.
It's gonna happen more later! Okay, well, it happened, been happening, so...
It's been happening the entire time.
They also said that all the women in Boy Meets World are vindictive. Every single one of them.
Even Amy?
Every single one of them.
Oh, okay.
Vindictive. And I'm like, okay, let's just...
Yeah, without, Amy, what a bitch.
Let's forget about the main cast, because they like Topanga. Let's pretend they're just talking about guest stars, all right? Which they might be, but they didn't say that. Yeah. What about Larissa Atlantic's character? Was she vindictive?
Nope.
I mean, she liked Sean. She was worried about whatever. She got over it. They got together, and then she became dumb. Yeah. Never vindictive. No. Dumb. Oh, no, it's like incest.
There's been a lot of girls that weren't like that. Like,
most of them were not like that. There were a few. There was definitely
TK was not like that.
TK was great.
Yeah.
I love TK. I know. Look, justice for TK. Get rid of Topanga, please.
Yes, please.
Also, one of them constantly, and I'm talking about from the beginning of the show, instead of saying that something was memorable, they say that it was rememorable. That was the most rememorable part of the show.
Rememorable.
Every fucking
time. Oh, my God.
Time. And I'm talking about maybe not every episode, but every few episodes, I get rememorable a couple times.
Please,
I
mean, it's not a word.
No, it's not.
Oh, boy.
We also get our generation was the first generation that could show a male friendship and express emotion in such a way. So let's break that down. Kirk and Spock.
Yep.
Pretty deep bond with Kirk and Spock. That was the 60s, so okay. But you don't want to talk about that? Okay. Burger and Claude from fucking Hair. They were fucking, I mean, not to give it, I don't want to give it away for people who haven't seen it. But he gives them a pretty much big sacrifice there. Top Gun? No?
Oh,
no,
yep.
Top Gun doesn't
There's
count?
A lot of brotherly love there.
They are fucking each other so hard.
Yeah, yeah.
God. And let's not even get into Midnight fucking Cowboy. 1969. Dustin Hoffman and, what the fuck is his name? God damn it. The fuck is his name?
I don't know this movie.
John Voight. Jesus Christ. Angelina Jolie's
John Voight,
dad.
The actor?
Yes, John Boyd, the actor.
No, the dentist.
Midnight Cowboy, it's got this fucking bromance you couldn't even believe. It's got cuddling. It's got, like, there is.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous to say that our generation.
That's such a weird stance.
Was the first generation to ever show a male friendship in media this way.
Wow.
Since the 60s, at least. I know we couldn't do it in the 50s and before because there was a problem.
Yeah.
Whatever, but starting in the 60s, starting Free Love changed the world.
Yep.
The boy and the girl also agreed with this. When I say agreed, they also mentioned it. That people in 1996 and 1997 would have called Corey and Sean gay, and you never saw bromances like this.
Never, nope. Never, ever.
Friends, which was on before this, in the 90s, had like. That's like where people, I think, came up with it. It might not be, I don't know. But I think it is where people came up with the word bromance.
Yeah.
But whatever. Fever. God, Fever. Fever says that this episode should be called... Why don't you take a guess? Actually, let's play a game. I'll give you three guesses as to what the title of this episode should be.
Homophobia.
Close. Move into a long episode. Four words. I'll give you that. Four words.
Oh, I don't know.
The first two words are boy meets.
Boy meets homophobic fever.
Close. One more guess.
Boy meets homophobic. Oh, I don't know. Relationship.
Boy meets gay panic.
Oh, gay panic.
First of all, there's no fucking panic. These people love each other. No one's scared. Everyone's very much in. Corey admits he loves him, basically, without saying the words, I love you.
Yeah.
Sean admits he loves him without saying the words, I love you. Topanga's okay with them loving each other. Everybody is okay, except for the bad guy.
Yes, exactly.
Like, why are we doing this? I hope their fucking houses burn down! Anyway, they're also the only ones who feel this way. The other podcasts have no issue with any of that whatsoever. Yeah. And then they said, well, you know, knowing... One of them was like, well, is it definitely gay panic? The other one said, yes, especially knowing what was going on at the time.
What was going on at the time?
I don't know!
I mean, this was way after AIDS started, so...
Yes. Jesus. What was going on in 1996 and 1997?
More I'd AIDS? Like to hear. I don't know.
I'd like to hear.
More gay?
Yes, there was one. Will and Grace was kind of celebrating, but okay, whatever.
Sure.
All right, finally, this stuck-up piece of shit says, there is no such thing as cancel culture. Comedy has just changed and evolved.
No.
We have evolved as a species. Can you imagine saying, because I am offended by your humor.
I'm smarter.
Not only am I smarter, but I'm a more evolved.
Yeah. Now you're just Neanderthals making jokes about each other. How dare you?
Yeah. Fucking.
Comedy has changed. No, the world has changed. Comedy has not changed.
And not even the world. Just people like you. You extremist psychopaths.
People are trying to change the world. Trying to change comedy. Trying to censor everything. But
yes. No. Comedy's the same.
Yeah.
Fucking.
The only people are willing to do it. You just have to have the right crowd that won't be full of nitwits.
And I've had plenty of those. So, you know, it's just your loud ass fucking voices just happen to be all over the place. And unfortunately, so many people are stupid enough to just follow what other people say always.
Yep.
Again, as I said before, on both ends. Just constantly following each other. How about fucking be a punk for once? Jesus Christ. Fucking evolve. Be independent. Stop thinking like everyone else. Have your own thoughts. Don't take everyone else's words. People say things, you don't have to repeat them. You don't have to. Jesus. Yes. Okay. Well, I'm not as bad as this chapter of Story Corey has come to a close. Listen, next week we have, or next time we are here,
which whatever
could,
that is,
it could be next week.
Could be a boat. I don't know.
I'm here next week, so
nice.
That means we have time. It's movie time. Midterms!
Movies! Everybody go to the movies.
Yeah, everyone go to the movies.
On Tubi or whatever. Where was it?
Everybody go to Tubi.
Everybody go to Tubi.
It's on Tubi. Just type it into a Google search. If it's on Tubi, that probably means it's also on Freevo, Fubo. Yeah, all those things. It's probably on all of them, but it's definitely on Tubi. Tubi. Also check Prime. Sometimes it's on Prime.
What's the name of it?
Have you seen my son?
Have you seen my son?
We should. I wonder what this is about. Put that idiot.
Oh, should we just guess what it's about?
Yeah, I haven't looked yet. I just thought it was a funny name, and
yeah,
we really should have. It looked.
I mean, maybe it's about kidnapping. I don't know.
I mean, I'm guessing that it's about. Well, I'm not going to go with the obvious. I'm going to say it's about a father who has lost his son to a
tribe.
No, it is about kidnapping, but it's the mother who kidnapped the kid. Like they're broken up or whatever, and he got custody, but she took the kid and moved far away, and so he has to run around the U.S. going, "Have you seen my son? Have you seen my son?"
I think he'll be an estranged father.
Okay.
But he just found out that he had a kid.
Okay.
Or he thought he did, but the mother lied and said he didn't. Then, like, finds out through the grapevine that he has a son somehow. And so he's all going around the U.S. trying to find his son.
So both of us have the same idea of going around the U.S. looking for his son.
Yeah.
Would you like me to read the description? So
yeah.
I wrote "have fun" accidentally. Have
you seen my fun?
So we're gonna do this by what IMDb says, not anything else. And it's barely a sentence. It's the other way around. I was almost right. It's a woman fears for her son's health when her ex-husband kidnaps him.
Oh.
So it's the same thing I said, but opposite. So he's the kidnapper. He's a bad guy. I'm excited.
He might be the villain.
I'm happy with that. A William Russ villain. So yeah,
is this you said it was rated R, right?
No, I did not. I said that Frankenstein, whatever the hell.
We need to see that for sure. That'll be a Halloween special.
Yeah.
You gotta write that down.
You know, I gotta find out what it was again, because I forgot.
Yeah, something about Frankenstein or something.
Yeah. So this, I would say it stars nobody. But the lead character is Anne Francis. Oh, she's not the lead, but she's in it.
I don't know who that is.
Have you ever seen Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yes.
So, the beginning song. Anne Francis stars in Forbidden Planet.
I haven't seen Forbidden Planet.
She's from Forbidden Planet. So, the only other person in this is William Russ. And then other people who I've never heard of.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
Me too.
Yes. That's next week. Everybody watch the movie or you won't have any fucking clue what we're talking about. Enjoy the movie. And if you don't want to watch the movie and you just want to listen to us, that'll be fun too, because we'll go over the whole thing because it's hysterical to do that.
Yeah, usually we pick bad movies and don't mean to. So
this time, I mean, we picked we could have picked American History X. We didn't.
Oh, right.
We could have.
Because we want to be obscure also, which usually ends up being a bad thing.
But the only good movie we've seen so far is Cabin Fever. And that's the big movie.
And we knew we had seen that before.
Well, we hadn't.
We just decided to watch. I had, I think.
No, you said you hadn't. Otherwise, we wouldn't have watched it.
Oh, I thought I had. I don't know.
Other ones were fine. I mean, even Trojan War was fine. I mean, it was. They weren't good.
Either way, I love Car Babes.
Car Babies is funny as hell. The only one that I really couldn't stand was the last one, but it was only the second half. The beginning, I was all in. Just this woman just hates this child for no reason. Just so
just
mean.
Leaving him with a stranger.
Leaves him with a homeless man. It was great.
Yeah. It was great.
And then it became religious and Jesus-y for like heavy-handedly.
Let's not do that again.
Well, we'll never know. This could be very religious-y for all we
could
know.
Could be they're looking for Jesus, their son.
Their son is Jesus. My husband stole Jesus.
Stupid Joseph.
So that's that. Have fun, everybody. Enjoy. Yes. And I don't know.
See you for a midterm.
Yeah, midterm.
Midterms.
Midterm. And then we'll come back to
Terminator 3.
Oh!
What are you saying?
What
were you saying?
Doesn't matter. I don't remember. I got more excited about that.
Yay! All right.
What was I saying?
So we're coming back something.
Oh, we're coming back to some serious, more serious episodes. So enjoy all you can.
Oh,
at least there's at least one, two.
Oh boy.
Three episodes I know are in this season that are just going to be hard to watch. Yep, this is where it begins, people. So enjoy this funny fucking episode, because I don't know how many we have left.
Yeah, we're going to have some emotional turmoil after.
Yeah. So.
Yay.
Yikes.
All right, bye.
Bye. Find the way.